I need to stop listening to myself. I wrote that sentence last week and I'll be fucked if I know what it means. I think the whole thing about, I'll tell you what it is. See, when I finish one of these, I do listen to them. I listen to them all the way back. Basically, I think it's because I want to make sure I haven't said anything fucking ridiculous that gets me. Is it doxed? Docked? Is that what they call it? That thing where they basically put, like, you've done something so fucking ridiculous that they put your name and your address and all that sort of shit on the internet, and then people start, like, sending pizzas to your house and stuff. Do you know what I mean? I don't think there's anything in these things that I say is particularly... Do you know what I mean? I'm sure there's probably a couple of things in there that I've said during the court. I mean, I've done 86 of these. There's no way I haven't said something fucking mental, but I need to stop listening to it. I think that's what I was trying to say to myself. You'll be happy to know that I've written it down. I need to do it once more because I'm convinced. Oh, by the way, I think I've got another premise for my second book, which, oh, fuck's sake, man. So tomorrow's the day that it comes out. Tomorrow's the day that it goes out on sale. I need to sell 30. I need to sell 30 to fund the first run of 100. That's what I need to do. If I do that, then it isn't going to cost me any money to get the 100 made up. And then everything after that, I'm going to reinvest back into the book, the guide, so that I can sell more of them. That's the plan. And I'm also looking for shops. That's one of the things I'm looking to do. I'm looking for shops that I can stock the thing in, because I think I have made a lot of shite to do with the thing. I was thinking about taking the actual ones that I'd written that get printed out, like taking them apart and taking out some of the stuff and getting them framed and putting them up in places so that, I don't really fucking know what I'm doing. I'm feeling a bit kind of fucking, that's probably the best way to describe it, that noise, just a bit kind of like, I'm shite myself. If that's the truth, the fact of the matter is I'm actually fucking shite myself about this thing, because I don't think I'd care if I'd just written a funny story. Do you know what I mean? See, if I'd just written a daft story with daft things in it and stuff, I'd just be like, it's a fucking story, mate, shut the fuck up. But see, because it's like, see, when I was looking, but I don't even know. This is the thing. See, you know how I said there, I need to stop listening to myself. I don't actually think that's true. I think past me was completely fucking wrong there. I think I need to keep listening to myself so that I know where I fucking am. I think that's what the problem is. I think if I don't listen to these back, then I won't know where it is and what I've said. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm looking at, see that TikTok thing I was telling you about, the TikTok robots. I get absolute fucking pelters the other day on the TikTok, by the way, from the TikTok. I get, what is it they said? I'm touching that microphone. I shouldn't be touching that microphone. What is it they said? I can't really remember what they said. I need to stop reading it. That's one of the things I need to stop doing. I need to stop opening it and looking to see what people are saying and then not replying. Like, I should just fucking not look at all. But it's really difficult. It's a really difficult thing to do. It seems like the most automatic thing. You pick up your phone and you look and you see, and then if you got all the wee hearts and a wee follow and stuff, you're like, oh, I'm fucking great. Like, do you know what I mean? That's kind of how it, somebody, what I did, what is it I said? I said something and then someone wrote about how I need to stop doing these and learn how to tell a story from beginning to end, is what they said, something like that. And then there was other people then arguing in the comments, defending me, saying I was a grown man. And if because I'm a grown man, I can say whatever the fuck I want. And then I was thinking, yeah, you're right. You're right. I do need to tell a story from beginning to end. And I always kind of do. I think I do. But the difference is, like, with the TikTok thing, you only get a snippet of the story. And I'm very acutely aware that I'll start saying something and then not say it again. Do you know what I mean? For another 10 minutes. And then eventually I'll get back to it. But I think that's just the way that I work. And TikTok isn't like that. TikTok just wants to pump you full of fucking 10-second videos where it's like, just never leave, just stay here with us. That's kind of what it's like. I don't particularly like TikTok. I don't like it. I think it's a bit fucking grim. Some of the stuff that you see, maybe it's just the things that I'm watching. The video did come up the other day that made me really, I saved it and I went back and I watched it again because I can't remember really what the person was saying in it, which is pointless why I'm even fucking bringing it up, to be fair. But I do think I need to listen to myself. I think that's the wrong sentence. But then nothing else has really happened this week. That is a lot of pish, to be fair. Like, hundreds of stuff has happened, but it's all been about the guide. It's all been about me trying to get this fucking guide together. And I went through it the other day. I need to stop looking through it, I think. I think that might be something to do with this as well. Like, I think I don't... Do you know where this is coming from? See, fucking ages ago, I done a thing with Billy Kirkwood. Me and him were doing that Brawbeard thing. I'm doing that in February. in February. That's what I'm doing. I'm doing a, is it the beard mustache championships or something? I don't know. I shaved. I don't know if you've noticed. I shaved. I had to shave. It was getting far too long. And I'm glad that I shaved. But I think I need a supervisor when I shave. Because every time I do shave and I think I've done a good enough job, that's when my good lady wife comes in and goes like, you've missed about 12 bits of your face. And there's always like one big fucking... I had a hair in my ear the other day. Where were we? Was I in the car? I might have been in the car and my good lady wife was driving and the two younglings were in the back because it's the October holidays. This is the Monday of the October holidays. So I'm going to need to go back. Fuck knows how I'm going to get this done because my computer's in its last leg. See my MacBook? My MacBook yesterday, last week when I was trying... Usually when I do one of these, it takes about 2 hours to render out the video. And then if I'm rendering out the video, there's pretty much fuck all I can do with that laptop because it's like the little engine that could. It's just fuck it. It just whirs. No, the fan goes fucking, you can cook eggs in the back of it. It's that fucking warm. And like, it doesn't, it just fucking spins all. So you can't really use it for anything else because it's like, I just fucking, I can leave me alone. Like it just has to do the video thing. But it took 4.5 hours the last time. And I was like, holy fuck. Then it took like another 4.5 hours to upload. So I think I'm going to need to bite the bullet and buy a new computer, but I really don't want to buy a new computer for a number of reasons. I'd rather fuck all the money I've got extra into the guide. So I would then fucking about buying a new computer. Why am I talking about this? I had hairs in my ears. I wasn't driving. My good lady wife was driving. That'll be what fucking annoys people on TikTok. That'll be the thing that annoys people on TikTok and the thing that annoys the robot that edits the videos for TikTok because that's what it really wants. Is it just wants you just to say a story from beginning to end. Like, I went to the shops, I bought milk, we came back, we had milk. Like, that's what it's wanting. But that's not how it works. It's not how it works. We went to the shops to get milk, we get distracted by something. I was talking to my cat. Like, that's how it fucking, because the cat's always there. Every time I go to the shops to get milk, the cat's always there. He's still got baldy fucking legs. He brought in another half a mouse the other day, and Lavender brought in a full mouse. But see, when she brings mice in, she brings them in alive. Right, she's a sadistic fucker. She brings him in alive, right? And she makes this noise when she comes in. It's like a distant firework. And because she's got something in her mouth, it'll be like, meow. It'll be like that. Do you know what I mean? And then what happens is I'm like, oh, fuck, here we go. So then she, was this yesterday? She brought in this mouse. I shouted up the stairs. I was like, I think I'm going to need help with this mouse. And my good lady wife was shouting, can you not just squash it? Is what she said. I don't know if I've said this, but there was a time. I think it was a shoe. Lavender brought in a mouse, right, into the house, and she dropped it. And then what happened was before the mouse even knew that it was back on four legs, it kind of looked up, and then my wife's fucking size 4, I think she has, came down and just fucking nailed it, and that was it. No mouse. And she was like, just stamp on it. And I was like, I can't because it's in the cat's mouth. Do you know what I mean? I can't kick the mouse out the cat's mouth because I would kick the cat. I'm not that fucking good. I'm not that good at football. But I could kick a fucking mouse clear out a cat's gob. Do you know what I mean? So I was trying to find the key to open up the back door to let the cat out. But she brings him in alive. And then you can't have it running about because it'll go under the couch. And then that's it. It'll be there for fucking ever. And then eventually when we threw it out the back door with the cat, all she done was grab the mouse and throw it up in the air. And she just kept fucking doing that over and over and over again until it stopped moving. And then I don't really think she eats them, whereas Lucifer eats them. Lucifer will eat the mouse. He'll eat mice all fucking day long, but she's a bit more like, I just play with them until they die. Like, that's what she does. What the fuck was I talking about? I'm doing that broad beard thing. I had hairs in my ears. Holy fuck, let me take a drink of tea. Have I done a drink of tea yet? I don't know. Never have. I'm doing that broad beard mustache championship, beard and mustache championship thing, and it's like a live thing. So I'll be sitting down, and this is the thing. I'm going to be sitting next to Jack Jester. Now, if you don't know who Jack Jester is, Jack Jester is a wrestler that I have watched multiple times. On multiple occasions, I have went to wrestling events to see Jack Jester, and now I'm going to get to sit down on like a wee panel thing. I don't know how it will run, but like a wee panel thing, and I'll get to sit next to Jack Jester, and I'm going to need to pretend that I'm not like a pure fanboy, because it's pure written all over my face. Like, see, if I'm like, I've never really met anyone famous. The only famous person that I ever met, I think I've told this, have I told this, was Nick Oliveri. Did I tell that? Did I tell the story about when I met Nick Oliveri? This could be me repeating a story. I don't want to do this. Am I going to say it? I might get this. Listen, I'm sorry if you've heard this story before, but I was watch. I was at the Barfly. This is how long ago this was. At the Barfly, watching Nick Oliveri in his Mondo Generator. Right, that's the band I went to see. Nick Oliveri played with Queens of the Stone Age and Caius. He also played with Dwarves. Right, so I went to the Barfly to see him, and I went with my friend John. And John, when the first band came on, I was like, I'm just going to stand at the very front of the Barfly, and I'm just going to fucking wait here. I'm just going to wait here until the gig. Have I told this story? What the fuck? Now I need to... Maybe that's why I've written that. Maybe because I've written that, I've set myself up to fucking say the same story twice. 86 episodes in, telling the same story's all right. I've definitely not telling it the same way, though, because I didn't stop to question the first time. So anyway, I'm standing at the front of the stage, right? And I watched the first band, watched the second band. I was like, I ain't fucking moving. I have a space here. I ain't fucking going anywhere. So then what happened was, when Mondo Generator were about to come out, my friend John was shouting me from behind, right? I'll need to cleverly disguise the name that he calls me by calling myself Tragic, by referring to myself in the third person, like The Rock. And he's like, Tragic. And I was like, I'm not fucking turning around. He wants to steal my space. Tragic. I was like, I'm not fucking turning around. He's wanting to come in here and steal my space. So when he shouted me the third time, I turned around and was like, what the fuck is that? And as I shout that, Nick Oliveri was standing right next to me trying to get on the stage. And that's what happened. Because the Barfly, the backstage bit used to be at the front. So you had to walk through the crowd to get onto the stage. And I shouted right in Nick Oliveri's face. And I don't know if you've ever seen Nick Oliveri, but he's quite a scary looking guy. And he's a lot taller than he looks on the internet. See on the video? He's a lot smaller on that. And I shat myself. I was like, fucking hell. And it totally ruined the gig for me. I was like, he's going to remember me as the prick that shouted. That's how he's going to remember me, as the prick that shouted. My gran, I was going to tell a story a wee while ago about my granny, about famous people, and I don't know why it came into my head, but the only other time I remember getting an autograph for someone was for my gran, and it was in, I'm going to say it was Dunoor. I think it was Dunoor. Dunoor's lovely. I don't know if you've ever been to Dunoor. I painted a thing in Dunoor one time at the primary school, but there's like a... It's like a wee fucking, it's like a wee, I don't know what you call it, where do they put boats, the sea, the fucking, in the sea, it's like a fucking, what do you call it, like a harbour, it's like a wee harbour, it's really nice, right? I'm sure I was there with my gran for something, and Mrs. Mac from Take the High Road was there, right? And I remember my gran being terrified of going up to talk to Mrs. Mac. That's how starstruck she was, and she sent me over with a postage stamp. See the book of stamps? Sorry, I just hit that microphone. That's how excited I am to tell you this story about my granny. She gave me a book of stamps, and I went over and I got Mrs. Mac for Take the High Road to sign her name on this book of stamps. I don't know what age I was. I was probably about fucking 8. Didn't have a clue who she was. It's not about the fact I'm not watching Take the High Road. Do you know what I mean? I hate all that shite. I did watch Hollyoaks for a while. I went through a phase where I watched Hollyoaks for quite a while, and then I don't know what happened. I think I caught myself watching it, and I was like, why the fuck are you doing this? How the fuck did this happen? How did you end up coming home from school and watching fucking Hollyoaks? Like, how the fuck? Anyway, I found hair in my ears. That's what I done. I wasn't driving. My good lady wife was driving, and she was telling me that I'd missed all these fucking bits all over my face. I had to shave it again. I had to shave it because I seen them. It was like two big fucking, I want to say walrus whiskers, but that's what it was like. Two big massive fucking, there's one there. I can feel it. It's well longer. I can't, and you can't rip it out for there. It's dead sore. Do you know what I mean? And fucking, I was doing something. I don't know what I was doing. And I felt a hair, an ear. It wasn't in my ear. It was on the back of my ear. See that bit there? It was like there. And I held it and I pulled it out. And my good lady wife turns around and she's like, did you just pull a hair out your ear? I was like, yeah. And then she said, she laughed at me and she said, that's because you're getting old. I was like, fucking hell, I'm 37. I'm 38 next month. And that's me get hairy ears. Is that how it works? You get to this age and that's when you start getting hairy ears. Like, maybe that's what, no, last week I said I don't have any spot, the people were wanting me to sponsor me. Maybe that's what will happen. Maybe I'll be sitting in here one day and I'll have a sponsor for an ear trimmer or a nose trimmer. I could be doing that as well. There's a few times that I've caught myself in the mirror and I'm like, holy fuck, man, how do you not notice these things until it's too late? You've looked like this for weeks. You've been walking about looking like that for weeks and no one's got the heart to tell you, because I've got a funny shaped nose anyway. It's quite a big fucking thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's quite a button and it's weird shaped. Like, the bottom of it's really weird shaped. And I don't know why. It's because I've got, is it a deviated septum? Is that what they say? Now, pardon me, pure burp. And nowadays when you have stuff like that, like, people give a fuck. But see, back when I was a lad, when I was a baby, when I was born, no one gave a fuck about stuff like that. They just fucking, deviated set. Fuck off. He'll just work in the mines anyway. Just fuck him, set. Fuck him. Like that kind of thing. What the fuck was I actually talking about, though? I was talking about the guide. Let me take another drink of tea. Holy fuck, man. The guide's coming out. The guide's coming out tomorrow, right? And I am bricking it. I'm not, I can't lie. I can't lie and say that I'm not, because I am, and I'm bricking it for quite a number of reasons. The first one being that I'm afraid I don't sell any. That's the first one. That's a fairly normal fear, though, I think. I think that's a normal fear. That's like a thing. Like, if you're doing something like that and you're like, what if no one listens? What if you've wasted all this time doing this thing and nobody buys it? That's the thing that's scaring me the most, is that it doesn't happen, right? Because people have said to me, oh, I can't wait, I'm going to buy it as soon as it comes out. I'm definitely going to do it. And I mean this in the nicest way possible, because there will be some people that tell the truth. But listen, I've done this for long enough to know, right? Then you go, look, I'm playing this gig. Oh, great, I'll buy a ticket off you. Great, I get them next week. And then it's radio silence. Like, I've been here. I've been here. And then the other thing is, like, let me just get a bit more comfortable. That's what I need to do, because I'm getting old. I've got hairy ears. The fucking, what I was saying was, there's a bit of me that's like, what if I don't sell any? But the other thing is, like, what if I do sell them, right? And then people read them and they go, what the fuck? Why the fuck did I spend this money on this pish? Do you know what I mean? Whereas, I think it's because I've read it so many times. I think it's because I've been working on it for so long that it no longer makes sense. Like, it does make sense. It makes sense. I just need to fucking get it out. I think that's part of the thing. But that's what I'm worried about, is that no one... Fuck, I keep hitting this thing. Nobody buys it. That's the first thing, right? And then I'm a bit of a realist when it comes to it, because I think that, again, I've been here before, where like I remember when I got my first album, when I made my first album, right? And thinking to myself, this is it. This is you, man. This is it. It's fucking happening. It's going to go all over the place and you'll be fucking... Someone found it in a charity shop last week in Kilmarnock. So they did. They found a copy of my first album, missing the front cover, right? But they found it in the 10 for a pound section. Is where they found it. And the funny thing is, I made that album. Like, I physically made it. I physically... copied the CD, printed the CD with a CD printer, like put the whole fucking thing together. And then now, 15 years later, maybe it's in a fucking charity shop in Kilmarnock. It's not there anymore because the person bought it, so they did. But like, that's, like, I've been here before. I've been here before where you're like, this is it. That's all fucking happening now. Any minute now. Yeah, it'll be fucking... Because I don't really know what I want. That's me finished the therapy, by the way. I finished the therapy. There is a reason why I'm saying that. That's me finished the therapy because I finished it on Friday. But a lot of the stuff I was talking about towards the end was this fucking mad idea of fame, right? This idea of being famous, which terrifies me. Terrifies me. And I would hate to be famous. I would hate to be... I don't think I'd do well. I don't think if I was swamped by people walking down the street that I would particularly do well, because there is a bit of me that gets fucking annoyed really quickly, and I'd probably start calling people all sorts of cunts, right? And then what would happen is someone would film it and then they'd put it in Twitter, and then I'd get cancelled and I'd get doxxed and there'd be pizzas turn up at my house and all that sort of shit. And then that's why I don't think it's a good fit, the fame thing. So at the same time, but then there's a bit in me that's like, That's what you want. No, you want to be famous. That's what you want to do. You want to be recognised by people. And at the same time, I don't think I do. Which is the madness. Because the whole reason... It isn't the whole reason why I've done any of this stuff. Because if it was the whole reason, all I wanted to do was be famous, I'd just be fucking looking for opportunities to go on the TV and take my clothes off. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'd just be doing that. I'd just be like fucking Big Brother 90. I'll go on that. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's it. I'd learn how to do fucking magic and sing a really bad version of a song and go on X Factor. Like, if that's what it really was, there's fucking so many more easier ways to become famous than the path I've decided to do, right? So, but there is a bit of me that's like, what is it I'm trying to say? I don't even know what it is I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is I'm fucking nervous about the thing coming out. And I'm nervous about what people will think about the thing. But at the same time, I can't help but get really excited about the thing, right? and build it up to be something bigger than what it is. Because this is the thing as well. Like, I don't think it will be an overnight success. I don't think that it'll go and say, listen, it'd be fucking brilliant if it did, right? But I don't imagine it going on, me putting it on the internet tomorrow and it selling out, and then next thing you know, like, I need to fucking print, like, more of them because everybody wants to buy a copy or whatever. Like, I don't think it's going to be like that. What I think will happen is it will come out, the people that want to read it will read it, but I think the people that read it will tell other people about it, and I think it will slowly grow traction that way. And then what it is the capitalising on that momentum and finding a way to maintain it. Because all I really want from this, right, is freedom. That's it. Freedom. Freedom from having to work for other people, do things for other people, like, in the nicest way possible. Like, I kind of don't want to do painting anymore. Like, see, painting, it makes me sound like an arsehole, but I don't mean it to be like that. But, like, I really don't want to paint fucking murals for people anymore. Like, I can't, it's not that I don't, it's like that, that's the truth. I kind of can't be fucked with it anymore. Do you know what I mean? I kind of got to the point where, like, I can't really be fucked with that anymore. What I really want to do is just paint whatever the fuck I want to paint and draw whatever I want to draw. That's what I want, is the freedom to do that. The freedom to build up. It's written in the wall. I wrote it in the wall as soon as I fucking finished last week. Corporation t-shirt. Oh, I need to make an apology. People have been buying t-shirts off my website, right? And what's been happening is I just put, because I'm just a fucking head case, I'm not Richard Branson. Do you know what I mean? Like, who else is an entrepreneur? I watched that 24-hour Party People for the fucking 12th time yesterday and today, finished it today. Tony Wilson. I'm not like him. I don't think I'm like him anyway. But, like, I'm doing this all myself. So I just took all my t-shirts and put them in a hanger and shred, and people have been buying them, but I don't know who the fuck's been buying them. So then someone bought one on my website and the size isn't there anymore. And I'm like, motherfucker, now I need to send an email and go, I'm really sorry, but your size isn't there. I wonder how many fucking times that's going to happen. What I want is the freedom to build Corporation T-shirt, Eggman Records, Elementary Penguin Publishing, Expert to Expert, and Stupid Bloody Tuesday. That's the thing. If I can get those five things, and then I was thinking about calling Singing Hare Krishna, because there's a thing about the record industry, right? Because you get a record deal and you get a publishing deal, and I'm sure a publishing deal is different. It's different because they're not paying for the recording of your music, but they're paying for the rights to publish your music into different things. So that's essentially what I want to do. I just want to build this Tragic Quarry Enterprises. Do you know what I mean? And that's the all-encompassing thing. Those five things, potentially six if I start that publishing company, like for the music thing and all that. And then just build them up to the point where it's like just pure, it's just freedom. It's just freedom to fucking do what I want to do, and for people that want me to do it, not the convincing of others that I need. Do you know what I mean? I feel like I've put in too much hours to applying for murals or applying for fucking funding and all that kind of shit, just to get told no and then not given any fucking advice on how to do it differently. Do you know what I mean? Like, just fucking get rid of all that. Just fucking, just bin it. Like, I'm not saying I don't want to paint. I do want to paint. I want to teach painting. That's one of the things that I want to do, but I don't really want to get into this whole thing that I was doing, where it's like, we'll get you to paint this fucking thing, and then I need to paint this fucking thing, and then by the time I've painted the thing, I hate the fucking thing, and then repeating the process. Because the other side of the coin is this. See, if I'm only one person, right? If I'm only one person and I need to take 10 days out of my working fucking year to go and paint a mural, right? Then what happens is, for those 10 days, everything else fucking suffers. Like, all the other stuff suffers. Like, I can't do the other things that I've, because I'm only one person. Whereas, there's this idea of, what is it people say? Passive income. There's this idea of passive income where you don't do anything and the people just pay you. You don't do anything. You just fucking pay. I think it's a lot of shite. I think it's a lie. I think it's a lie that has been perpetuated, fucking told. I'll just say told. A lie told by people who want to sell you books about how to make all your income passive. And then, so what happens if you just get passive income? What do? You just fucking go sleep in a beach somewhere. like, and just lie about in the sun, that would be pish. That would be fucking boring as fuck, man. Do you know what I mean? Whereas I think that's a lie, but I think being able to create something and then find a way to then market that and sell it to people, but you're not, like, I'm not having to write every book. I've got a book ordered, great, I need to fucking type the whole thing out for them. That's kind of what it feels like with the painting of the murals, where it's like, oh great, you've been contracted to do this thing, and then I then need to do it, which is how work works. And it doesn't, I'm not trying to sound like a complete and utter ungrateful bastard when I'm saying it, I'm trying my best not to, but I can't be fucked with that. I really can't be fucked with that, because it is like, I did love it for a while, I thought it was brilliant, and now I'm kind of at the bit where I'm like, I don't really want to do it. It's not so much, because sometimes I'll get people, like I had something last week, I went to see someone last week that as soon as I turned up, they were like, I don't know what I want. I'm like, fucking great, man. Like, fucking, you want me to tell you what you want? Is that how this works? Do you want me to tell you what it is that you would like? And I don't know what I want, I just know I want something. I'm like, great, I behoo. Like, there was a guy, I remember painting a thing a wee while ago, right? And I was painting next to like 4 or 5 different people. And I was standing there and this guy walked up to me and he said, so what one did you paint? I was like, I painted that one. And he went, oh, great, I'm looking for such and such painted in my such and such. And I was like, I don't think I'm the guy to do that. And the main reason I said it was, one of the reasons was I was fucking flying without a license. I didn't really want to engage anybody in conversation at this point in my life, right? I was like, I'd rather not talk to you right now, if I'm honest, right? But when they told me the thing, I was like, I'm definitely not. But also the fact that you walked up to and you were just looking at the wall and you were like, what one did you paint? Like, it's not like, do you know what I mean? Like, it could have been anybody. It could have been any of the 5 of the paintings that were there. It just so happened that I was the only one there. Do you know what I mean? And that's why we've engaged in conversation and or why you've engaged me in conversation. And when I said, nah, the person looked at me like I was a complete and utter fucking screwball. Like, I'll pay you well. And I was like, it's fucking not about the money though, man. Like, I don't mean it in that. I don't think I'm a good fit for that. It's not really what I do. He's like, well, I'll pay you whatever you want. I'm like, but it's not. Thank you. I appreciate that. You should speak to this person. That's what they do. And I think I told them like 2 or 3 different names. I was like, they're here as well. You should go speak to them. That's right up their street kind of thing. And it's kind of the same with it. They take up such an amount of time to do. And then what happens is the whole time that you do it, it kind of feels like a lot of people don't want you to fucking do it because they don't want change. They want the fucking potholes fixed. They don't want a mural. We want the potholes fixed. And you're like, yeah, I know, but I don't fuck all we do with the potholes. And that thing there's a different bunch of money. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's either that, you get fucking nothing. Would you rather have nothing? Like, because if you'd rather have nothing, just fucking tell me, because I can do nothing all day. And I'll still send you the fucking invoice. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. I just feel as if I'm fucking ranting. Let me take a drink of tea. Feel like I'm ranting. That is exactly what this is, though. Like, it's not like a fucking, do you know what I mean? Like, it's not like I've sat down and go, I'll see this and I'll see a really witty thing about that. I don't have a fucking clue, which is why I listen to it back. Which is why I listen to it back, because there is times when I listen to it back and I go, oh, that was you were a bit of a prick there. But there has been quite a few where I can hear it in my voice. Like, that, like an anger, like a real anger, rather than like a fake, like a put on anger, like a fucking over the top, like, whoa, like a dramatisation. I can hear the real venom in it, do you know what I mean? And I don't mean it, I don't mean to be like that. I just am like that. Let me take a drink. So yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. The book comes out fucking tomorrow. The guide comes out tomorrow, and what I really want is to sell a lot of them. that's what I really want. I want to sell a lot of them. And then the other thing I was thinking was, try to pay myself. Well, I was talking about the therapy thing. Was I talking about the therapy? Oh, fuck knows. I don't know. My head's absolutely fucking melted with this thing. I just need it out. I just need to compile the whole thing, because it's all sitting there. It's just me going back through and back through and back through and traumatising myself by going back through and fucking reading it and going, what the fuck have you done here? Do you know what I mean? Like, and then, but I think what will sell this book, this is the God's honest truth, right? I think what will sell this book is me talking. That's how I sell it. And I think the next logical, as the owner of Elementary Penguin Publishing, I need to keep looking up there to make sure, because I was going to call it something else. It was Elementary Penguin Publishing House, I think that's what I done. I think I added those four words because I thought if Penguin ever give you into trouble and say, hey, you can't publish books with a penguin in your name, I could go, yeah, but there's another four words there, mate. Elementary Penguin Publishing House. Do you know what I mean? What are yous called? Penguin Books, yous are called. Yous are called Penguin Books because I checked. So there's only one of your fucking words that we've got the same. Do you know what I mean? It'd be like you being fucking raging if someone had a the. Do you know what I mean? Like, well, you can't call your band the Jesus and Mary Chain because we're the. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not fucking... They're a great band, by the way. See, if you have... Both of the bands are great. The Jesus and Mary Chain and the. You should listen to the. There's a great album, Dusk. Dusk is a really good album. What's the opening song again? Love. Ah, fuck. I can't remember the name of the song. I'm not going to sing it to you, but it's fucking... It's really good. What's it called again? Fuck, it's not Love is the Misery of the World. That's not it. Fuck knows, because there's a Tom Waits song that kind of doesn't sound like it, but it's something is the misery of the world. Oh, fuck knows, man. I'm obviously having one of those fucking days. What is it I'm actually trying to say? As the owner of Elementary Penguin Publishing House, right? As the fucking owner, as the name, I am the... My name is the name of the cunt that's on the fucking thing, right? That, I would... And I, if I'd signed a fucking author, right? And I sat down with them and they went, I can talk, but fuck. Anyway, you could talk. You're good at talking. I'm fucking great at talking. I could talk all fucking day about anything. You give me a subject and I'll fucking talk about it. So I'd be like, well, the thing we need to do is we need to get you talking to people. That's what we need to do because you're quite a fucking funny and interesting guy. So why don't we get you to go and fucking talk to folk? And then when you're talking about it, folk will go, I'll buy that cunt's book because he talks a lot, but he says cunt quite a bit and I don't like that word. Do you know what I mean? Like, whatever the fucking thing is. So I've been sending emails. I've been looking through all my... email people, like people I've emailed in the past for things that I've done, and like that. I mean, I've done that stuff at the BBC and all that, and I was like, how the fuck do you get a hold of the STV? How the fuck do you get a hold of these people and go, listen, by the way, I'm fucking wildly funny and entertaining. Do you know what I mean? Like, you should fucking get me on. I'm fucking great at talking. I can switch the swearing off. Like, I'm good at that. I'm good at just going, I'm not going to swear anymore. So that's kind of the way I'm trying to think of it. What's the way you would do it? What's the way you would go about trying to fucking make sure that you're... Because the last thing I want is... Because there is a bit when it... What the fuck was I talking about? I remember when I made my first album, I had a Jack Daniels bottle, a litre Jack Daniels bottle full of five pences, right? Because that's how much you could fit in a litre bottle. A 70cl, you can get a five pence in the top of that, right? So I took that whole thing down to the bank, and I counted it all out and I cashed in all my five pences and I used that to make my first run of albums, which ended up in charity shops for 10 for a pound. Do you know what I mean? Like 10 for a pound. So basically the album, all those five pences, that's what I fucking equated to. So when I done that, I was like, right, cool, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to get that run, then I'm going to do this, and I'm going to make sure that I'm trying to sell this album. And it never fucking happened. I never done it because I was 23 and I was just a fucking head case. Like, more of a head case. Like, more of a head case where I didn't actually fucking know what it was I was trying to do. And by the time I finished the first album, I was like, I'm on to the second, that's me, woohoo! And then I just moved on to the fucking next thing, then the next thing, then the next thing, and totally forgot that I'd done it. And then other people... My first music, it was in Kilmarnock, were like that. We all pay to put it in iTunes. You don't have your fucking music in iTunes. That's what it was. You didn't have... This is how old I am. I've got hair in my ears. I've got hair in my ears. And fucking... It used to be that you put it on iTunes and people would buy your thing for like $7.99. I think that's what it was. This was even before Bandcamp. Before all that sort of shit. So like... I know if I get them, right... I just need to keep the whole thing rolling. Just keep them coming in, try to sell them, just, and do it like, and eventually it will turn into what it needs to be so that I have the freedom to do the things that I want to do, which are, because I think I could do, that's what I was thinking about today when I was driving up. I was like, right, the amount of stuff that's what a lot of people say to me, not without sounding like a fucking, like I'm up myself, like I'm right up my own arse when I'm saying it, but like, I've been stopped, when I've talked to other painters and other people that do stuff, one of the things they say to me is, I'm just amazed how much stuff you produce. I was like, really? And like, the amount of stuff that you're always doing something, there's never a fucking bit where it's like, he's not done anything for a while, like I'm always fucking doing something. And that's the thing that's is the most impressive. It's the amount that you make. It's like, yeah, I know. And I'd be able to make even fucking more if I wasn't having to stop every 10 minutes and answer emails about folk going, is that blue the right colour of blue, though? I'm like, ah, fuck, I don't know. It's the sky, mate. It's the fucking sky. Like, as long as it's blue, folk will know it's the fucking sky. And even then, if I paint it green, it's fucking art. So you could just be like, ah, it's fucking, ah, whoa, it's surrealism, it's a green sky, do you know what I mean? Add another fucking 6 zeros in the end of the price, do you know what I mean? Like, it's fucking, there's an ism in it, it's worth a fucking fortune. So that's kind of, that's what the ultimate goal is, right? It's the walrus, right, which I have been chasing for more than 3.5 years. It's been 3.5 years I've been writing the book. I'm coming close to 5 years now with the chasing all of the walrus. But it's to build up that freedom. The freedom to just be like, this is what I'm going to do. And I was saying, I've got the premise for my, maybe, I'll need to find the page within my, this is what I was doing the other day, right? Look at this. I'll show you. I don't think there's anything on here that you can't see. But this potentially will be the premise for the second book which is part of the problem with the album. It's like, yeah, I've made this fucking album. Let's not promote it. Let's work on the second one. That was it. That, do you know what I mean? So what I was thinking was, I read 1% of that book, Atomic Habits, which is about getting 1% better. I didn't even listen to it. I didn't even read it, to be fair. I listened to it. My sister bought me that book, and I listened to the audiobook, and it was a robot that was talking to me, and I switched it off because it was a robot. But I think I got enough. It was like, if you just get 1% better at everything, right, then you'll just be better. Like, you only need to get 1% better at loads of different things, and then you'll be really, really good at everything. Because of that. And I was like, all right, yeah, that makes sense. So I was doing the maths yesterday. So in an 8-hour day, because it was, remember that 18 minutes thing I was doing where I was like, I'll just do it for 18 minutes. Do it for 18 minutes. So what I'd done was I wrote a list of things that I could get into a day, and I'd be able to get 26 different 18-minute sessions. And then I wrote down 26 different things that I want to get better at. So like things like, for example, I've got like singing here. So like I would do 18 minutes of singing scales. So I'd get better at that sort of thing. And I've got like things like sampling, for example, and all that sort of stuff. If I just spend 18 minutes on these things, I will get better at it. I think, to be fair, again, I was special herbs and spices when I wrote this fucking thing down, right? But and you should have seen me doing the maths, man. It was fucking wild. I'm surprised I can count. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's a bit where I'm like, how the fuck did you learn to count like this? Like, I don't remember anybody teaching me how to count like that. The way I do it is, like, fucking dead weird. It's like, you write all the numbers and then you, like, just, like, add all the doubles and stuff. Fuck knows. I need to become a maths teacher. I'm not prepared to do that. I've got enough fucking on. And then what I was saying was what the fuck was I saying? That potentially could be the premise of the second book. Because I've split this thing into three stories, right? And A Practical Guide to Walrus Chasing is almost like the prequel to the story. So it's Chasing the Walrus, and Way of the Walrus. And then I was thinking that potentially could be Way of the Walrus, but then what I would need to do is actually dedicate time to say, this is for 2 days a week, this is what I do, and I follow this rigorous schedule for the next 6 months to a year to see how it works and document the process and turn that into a book, is what I thought. But then I thought, the only way you'd be able to do that is if you were able to just like say, right, well, for 2 days, I don't do anything else. And the only way to do that is if you have the freedom to be able to do that sort of thing. Like if I turned around and said, right, for 2 days a week, this is what I do. And I do 18 minute sessions on all this list of things and then see at the end of the 6 months how many things I've produced and how many things are then out into the ether or they are businesses, they're separate businesses underneath a full business. It's a bit like, you get a major record label and then they own all the independents, but they tell you that they're independent, but they're fucking not really. Like, that's kind of what it is, I think. Fuck knows, man. I think I just need to stop talking. I think that's what the moral of the story is. Stop fucking talking. But it comes out tomorrow. The guide will go in pre-sale tomorrow. Anything, I need to sell 30 to fund my first run. Anything I sell tomorrow above the number 30, I am going to just sink straight back into buying more books. And then the more books that I've got, the more that I'm going to start putting them into places. Because one of the things I was thinking about doing was Googling a list of independent bookshops and then just saying to them, if you stocked my book, A Practical Guide to Walrus Chasing, I would come and do this in your shop, and there's an art installation that would go in as well. I think, I don't really know how it works. I'd need to speak to people that own bookshops. Do you know what I mean? I would need to speak to them and go, how do people sell a book? Like, how does even, like, I don't fucking know. Like, and then any other kind of author that I do know, they've got a publisher. Like, they have a, and I don't, and I'm doing it all myself. And is that worth telling people? Is that part of the story? But it's like, I want to own everything. I want to own all my intellectual property. That's kind of that's what I see it as. It's the long game. It's the long game. I'm holding a pen here. I'm fucking holding a pen. That's how I know I'm talking business. I'm holding a fucking pen. It's the long game. Whereas if I own all my IP, right, and I own everything, then essentially it will compounding? I feel like I can't speak today, but like fucking, if I own it all, it's 100% mine and nobody else owns anything of it, right? Then eventually, if one thing just fucking tips over the edge, the rest of them will tip over the edge. And when that happens, that's the bit where it's like, if I don't owe anybody anything, I don't owe anybody fucking money up front advances, and I don't... do you know what I mean? Then it's... The amount that I would make would be fucking astronomical compared to the amount I would make if I was doing it through somebody else. Do you know what I mean? And that's the most important thing, I think, is owning it. That's fucking mine. So nobody gets to come along and go, yeah, we weren't really happy with the way that was said. Maybe you should try doing that. Fuck you. Like, it's fucking mine. That's it. The freedom. We want to be free to get loaded. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's the freedom that I want. It's just, I suppose is that what every artist wants? Did I just call myself an artist? That was fucking weird. Like, do you know, like, is that what everybody wants? Maybe some folk just want fame. Maybe some folk, that's the end goal. I don't know, because I'm only me. But like, I couldn't think of anything worse than being famous. But then fame's relative. I was saying this to somebody the other day. Who the fuck was I saying it to? Like, if I seen Ed Templeton walking down the street, I'd be like, holy fuck, there's Ed Templeton. I will need to speak to him. But I don't think Ed Templeton would be flooded by people unless he was at a skateboarding event when everybody knew who Ed Templeton was. Whereas I can't imagine Ed Templeton walking down Buchanan Street and being flooded with people. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's not really how it works. I don't think. I don't know. Listen, I'm just going to leave this here. And I really hope, that see, next week, when this sentence is down, I hope the next sentence is, I sold 100 copies of my book. That's it. Because see, on my list, I don't know if I've showed you this, but I'll get it out. I will get it out. I'll show you. I've been carrying this thing about in my wallet. Let me get rid of that pen. And what it is this is exactly how much it would cost and how much I will make. There it is there. If I sold all the books, right? I've went up to 100,000, right? And I've written 1 million, but I haven't done the maths because I think that's fucking stupid. If I get anywhere near 1 million, numbers wouldn't matter. The amount of money you would make wouldn't fucking matter by that point because you'd just be like, ah, fucking buy it. What is it? Swimming pool? Buy it. Buy two. Fuck it. We'll fill one full of dirt just to see what happens and then get it. You know, if I get a swimming pool, like, if I had a swimming pool, what I would do is I'd put a roof over it and I'd take all the water out and I'd just skate in it. That's what I'd do. I wouldn't fucking swim. What the fuck would I swim for? I'd just build a bowl inside a big hut and I would just skate my bowl. That would be it. I wouldn't have anything else. I'm a simple man with simple fucking tastes. So that, and I've been carrying this about with me since, I don't know, maybe a couple of weeks. I wrote it all down in my book, and since I decided that I was putting the guide out. And what I'm trying to do is picture what it's like to score out each one. So when I sell 100, score out that first one and then move on to 250 and then feel it, man. Like, really fucking feel it, what it feels like to score that thing out, which is the same thing with the box, with the mystery box, which I don't know where it is now. Because I was going to find that today and take it home and sit it next to my bed, so I need to look at it every morning when I wake up, right? And then... Because what's inside the box? I know what's inside the box. I know exactly what's inside the box. I've known what's inside the box for 3.5 fucking years. I've known exactly what's inside the box, right? And what I've been doing is picturing opening it and then being able to tell other people what's inside it. Like, that's what I've been doing, trying to project myself to a moment in space and time, which will make sense if you read the book, the guide, sorry, need to stop calling it the book, read the guide. That's what I'm trying to do, is project myself to the moment in space and time where I can open this box and I've finally caught the walrus. It's not catching the walrus. It's not catching the walrus. It's just, that's it. I am the walrus. That's it. And I'm free to fucking write fucking books and draw fucking pictures and make fucking albums and make fucking movies and do all the, make t-shirts and do you know what I mean? Do all the shit that I really fucking want to do and not have to deal with. I don't know if it's even dealing with other people's shite. I don't mean it like that. I mean it's, and it makes me sick. Sorry, I can't put this back in my wallet and talk at the same time. I've just dropped my badge. I obviously can't do that, right? But what I'm saying is, I'm not trying to sound ungrateful about it all, right? But it just feels like it's this, if I continue to go down that path, right, then it's the same thing forever. It doesn't ever feel like it's going to turn into something else. It just feels like that's what you'll just be doing forever, which isn't the reason why I started fucking using a can of spray paint in the first place. I didn't use a can of spray paint and all that because I thought this is what I want to do forever, is just take other people's things and put them up in walls. Like, that wasn't why I got into this. It's because I fucking want to paint what I want to paint. And if that's what you're into and you're like, I just want to fucking, I think that's a great way for me to live my life, that's absolutely fucking fine. I'm obviously an asshole. Like, I obviously have this fucking thing in my head where I want to be famous but don't want to be famous. I want to be rich and successful, but I don't want anybody to fucking tell me, hey, you're a prick for being rich and successful. It's weird, man. It's a weird dichotomy. That's a word of shit that's going on, and it's a lot of fucking pish, I think. But I'm stopping now. Now I'm stopping. So thank you very much for your time, because it's the most important thing you've got, and I will catch you next time on Confessions of a Walrus Chaser.